the activity gives you a nice way of you having a history, I guess, of your interactivity with a podcast.
Welcome to FanZone, your bite-sized guide to getting the most out of the True Fans podcast app. In each episode, we'll discuss an aspect of the app and hopefully answer any questions you may have about it. Plus, when you listen to FanZone in True Fans, you can earn as you listen and use your earnings to support your favourite podcasters. I'm Claire Waite-Brown, independent podcaster and all-round podcast enthusiast.
And I'm Sam Setti, the CEO and founder of True Fans.
Okay, we are looking at the tabs that appear on the show screen of a podcast. So these are tabs, got information in them relevant to the whole podcast. The second tab on this screen is called Activity. What will I find here, Sam?
So here in the Activity, we are showing you your activity with this podcast. So did you leave a comment? Did you play an episode? Did you become a fan? Did you share it with friends, etc.? The activity gives you a nice way of you having a history, I guess, of your interactivity with a podcast. And you can look at that in a what we call card view. Equally, you can look at that in a list view. Some people prefer card views, some people prefer list views. And also, if you have friends that you are following in True Fans, you can go and see their activity with this podcast. So again, one way to see, oh, look, Claire listened to that episode for 85%. Oh, that sounds like it's probably a good episode to go and listen to because Claire gave it a long time. I'll go and listen to that same episode as well. So again, it's a nice way of discovering through your friends what activity they've done. Equally, your friends can discover what you've done.
Perfect. So the different views and the yourself or your friend, those can be accessed by the little boxes at the top, can't they?
Correct.
Cool. So you can see what you've been doing and also what your friends have been doing. And then you've got a quick view at the top with the metadata symbols that round up everything. And then you can scroll down and see in more detail who's done what.
Correct. Yeah. So on your own activity, it will give you a summary of the total time you've listened to that podcast, how much you've paid, whether you've earned something from that podcaster, how many times you've played that show, if you've left any comments, etc.
And as we saw with the episodes tab in the previous episode of FanZone, you can also add filters to personalize what you're seeing here, can't you?
Yeah, again, when you click on the filters, you get activity and month. And the activity will give you all the verbs in the system. We call them verbs, activity verbs. So if you wanted to see when you became a fan, or if you just wanted to see all of the times you've left a comment, all the times you left a rating, or the times that you've played. So you can filter by activity verb rather than see every activity that you've done.
And again, there's a date filter,
yes,
isn't there?
Exactly. So again, you might say, oh, I wonder how much I listened to this podcast in January last year. And you can go and get a number and see what that is as well. And by the way, the metadata will change based on your filter. So if you're just looking at a particular month and a particular verb, then the metadata will change to reflect what you've filtered it by.
Ah, got it. Thank you. Thanks so much for listening. There are lots more episodes of FanZone for you to get stuck into and that show you how to make the most of the fab features that this forward-looking podcast app has to offer podcast listeners and creators alike. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a comment on True Fans, more about that in the FanZone episode on comments, or email support@truefans.fm.